Hello, it's Thursday, February the 25th, and tomorrow we'll have our Fun Facts Friday. I don't remember the sequence that we filmed them, but I'm sure it'll be good. And introducing you to the fabric of our church and some stories that lie behind the various items. Today we're in Psalm 136, and it's a very similar psalm to Psalm 135. It's similar in length. This one is 26 verses. And it's a psalm of praise. It's a psalm recounting the history of redemption. And yesterday's psalm, there was a reference to Egypt and a reference to the killing of two giants, Sihon and Og, and they are found in this psalm too, in verses 19 and 20. So it's praising God for the work of redemption and the history of it in the life of Israel. Now, this psalm repeats a phrase, "For his steadfast love endures forever." And it repeats it 26 times. There are 26 verses, and those words, "For his steadfast love endures forever," is repeated. Now, sometimes we criticize contemporary worship songs for being endlessly repetitive, and I've certainly made the jibe on occasions of the sort of 7-11 culture, seven praise songs repeated 11 times, and I need to repent for that, because there is a place for repetition, and it's here in this magnificent Psalm 136. And one can imagine set to a certain melody, and a memorable melody, the words are magnificent. "For his steadfast love endures forever." His chesed love, his promissory love, his covenant love. "O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee, that having begun, he will complete unto the day of Jesus Christ." Nothing can separate us from the chesed love, because his loving kindness, William Tyndale's famous translation of that Hebrew word, his loving kindness endures, lasts forever. And how long is forever? It's forever. It never, never ends. Verse 23, "It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever." And there's just a little glimpse there of the coming of Jesus, I think. It's a little foretaste. He came into our low condition, the Shorter Catechism says, speaking of the incarnation, that he took upon himself our lowly condition. He became flesh. He came to where we were, and God saw us when we were still dead in trespasses and in sins. Christ died for us. Well, there's the little glimpse, I think, of the gospel in Psalm 136. Have a wonderful day.